Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Hey Dalet 84, and we are on Pei Gimel Beis in Arvi Pesachim here, and we just spoke about the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which comes up every Shabbos, not just on the, at the Seder, but the Machlokas about the order of Bori Pri Hagafen and the Bracha of Kiddush, and we had 2 days here in the Gemara about what does everybody think about, what about Bori Pri Hagafen and the Bracha of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Amreb Zohra, 3 lines from the bottom. Again, we spoke about Tadir and other issues, but we'll leave that for now. Amreb Zohra, Midivri Shtehem, Mavdilin Belo Yayin. Right, for the whole Svara that we had mentioned was that it's not the whole assumption of the last couple of lines were that Yayin is Iker for Kiddush, but for Havdalah, there's more flexibility. And Yayin is not Goreim, and therefore, if you choose to use wines, that's your choice, and that's why we said the Svara, maybe that's why the other Bracha would go first. But so it sounds like from both of them, Midivri Shneim Mavdilin Belo Yayin, Ve'ein Makacha Belo Yayin. Yayin plays more of a role, wine plays more of a role for Kiddush than for Havdalah. That's what it seems to mention here. He died to Reb Zohra. Not only Reb Zohra says that's the, you learn from both of the previous, but you also, that's Reb Zohra Shita himself as well. The Reb Zohra Amar Mavdilan al Sheikhar. Reb Zohra says that one could use Sheikhar. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilcha Shabbos discusses the Shulchan Aruch starts off discusses as well about in terms of Havdalah and Kiddush, the differences in the two. So we know there's a concept of Chamar Medina. Here the Yerushalmi does not mention Chamar Medina, just mentions Sheikhar, just mentions beer. So we assume that most assume that Chamar Medina is what the what is required, some type of beverage of the land, something that is not just drunk for to quench my thirst, but something that is a mechubid kavadig drink. That's what the Shulchan Aruch here says. Let me just find it in Reis Adivav regarding the. The halacha of Havdalah says the Shulchan Aruch ein mavdilin ala pas aval ala sheichar mavdilin imhu chamar medina. Right, our Yerushalmi here quotes only just sheichar, but if it's chamar medina, what exactly is chamar medina? The Mishnah Berurah here quotes different examples. V'hu adin l'shar mashkin chutz ben hamayim, says the Rama. V'tov yoser lahavdil al kos pagim shel yayin me al sheichar. Right, even better to use, you know, not perfect wine, right, pagim wine. Then sheichar v'nago lahavdil b'motzei Shabbos al sheichar v'lo al yayin mishum de chaviv alav. Somebody finds it chaviv. The Shulchan Aruch continues. It may lo yayin v'lo sheichar yishar v'motzei lechav yishar v'mishim. If you know you're going to get wine later or tomorrow morning, maybe you're not allowed to eat. But this is the different opinions about what to use. The Mishnah Berurah also says that. Yeah, let's just leave that for now. But again, that's the different day is about the difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Says the Gemara now, Va'azlin min atar lo asar lo mishma kiddusha. And Va'azlin, and one should go to from place to place in order to hear Kiddush on wine. Wine is crucial for Kiddush. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Nagin Taman, the minag there in Bavel, the makam she'ein yayin shliach tzibur. Tour, Reis Anotes, Hilchos Shabbos. B'makom she'ein yayin shliach tzibur yored lefnei ateva. In a place where there is no wine on Friday night, so there are going to be some people at home that are not going to have wine, not going to be able to make Kiddush. So the shliach tzibur, during davening, when he finishes his silent Shmoneh Esrei, V'yomer bracha achas me'ein sheva, he says a miniature Chazaras HaShatz, bracha achas me'ein sheva, v'chosei v'kadish Yisrael, v'yom HaShabbos. Unusual bracha that we don't have, right? Mentioning Yisrael, when it comes, usually we're used to that by a yontif, Shmoneh Esrei, the Gemara in Beitza, the difference between v'kadish HaShabbos, v'kadish HaShabbos v'Yisrael, v'hazmanim, but here the Gemara has it, on Shabbos, but Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom HaShabbos. What's going on here? The formulation of this Yerushalmi is different than what we have in the Bavli. Right? We have here in the Yerushalmi that the reason why one would have a shortened Chazar, usually there's no Chazaras HaShabbos by Ma'ariv on a regular on a regular weekday night. The Rambam says Tefillas Arvis Rishus, and that's why there's no Chazaras Hashatz. But for whatever the reason is, usually we don't have it, except Friday night. So why do we have a miniature Magen Avos, a miniature Chazaras Hashatz? So the Yerushalmi sounds like, well, in a place where somebody's not going to have wine, and they're not going to be Yotzei Kiddush later, so this is their Kiddush. This is Kiddush. And that's what that sounds like. It's not done every week. It's just done in this situation where there is not going to be any wine, and one is not going to be able to be Yotzei Kiddush. That's what the Yerushalmi says. We know in the Bavli, there's a different svar. The Bavli is that there are some people that can't used to daven in the fields, and people used to come late. And if they come late, we don't want them walking home by themselves. Therefore, we have this little extra Magen Avos so that everybody can walk home together, and it could be... and it can be safe. Look in the Chaim Kanievsky, V'chosim Mekadesh Yisrael V'esa Shabbos, Shemosif Pachasim V'esa Shabbos, V'yosi Dechovas Kiddush, U'mishum Dekiddush Dvar Torah Eino Ta'un Koz Dafka, V'shamina Mina Miyas Debaleka Yayin Ein Mekachin Alapas. It
says here, you see, you don't, bread is not an option, because everybody has bread, we assume. But that's what you get from the Gemara, that wine is crucial.
But again, what do you need for Kiddush Daraisa? So Rav Chaim Gnadievsky says, well, you don't need wine, and that's why you could do this in davening. You don't have any wine in davening. So there's really three different shittas in the Rishonim. What do you need for Kiddush Daraisa? Most Rishonim and Pashup Shad is that just Kiddush Bidvarim. The Kaddish es Hashabbos Bidvarim, say beautiful, amazing things about Shabbos. That is Midaraisa. There is another day, there's a day in Tosfos here in Arvi Pesachim that says maybe Kiddush HaLakos. Maybe even holding the cup is Daraisa, and there's a Mefarish at the beginning of Nazir, the simple one way of reading the Gemara, at the beginning of Mesechas Nazir, the Mefarish, which is the fake Rashi on Nazir. So the Mefarish seems to say that even drinking the wine is part of the Din Daraisa of Kiddush, different day is here. According to that, you'd have to say here that maybe you could have at least Kiddush Midvar, and that way you'd be able to get some type of Kiddush. The Minchas Chinuch, by Kiddush, ask the question. It's the question that applies by many, by numerous mitzvahs, but it's over here where he says, well, once Chazal enacted that the way that we're Yotzei Kiddush is saying these specific words in this specific way, so then the question is, if I don't do it in that way, am I still Yotzei Kiddush Da'oraisa, and I just don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Darabanan, how the Rabbanan told me to say it? Or once the Rabbanan told me to do it in a specific way, so then I'm not Yotzei at all, even Kiddush Da'oraisa. So he has that question, and he says that's the question also about Tefillah, and that's the question also about Birchas HaMazon, that once Chazal told us how to fulfill this mitzvah Da'oraisa, do I say that they knocked out? You can't just say... something under the Daraisa level. Or Bikivi Eger says, maybe you're Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa just by saying Good Shabbos, right? Shabbat Shalom. Coming home and saying that. So, that's assuming not like this side of the Minchas Chinuch, right? Any type of Shevach of Shabbos is going to be Yotzei. That does help, though, for the question of some of the Achronim. And that is, if some Achronim ask, if a man comes home from shul, and he already davened in shul, and he's Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa in shul by davening. But his wife, let's say, didn't make Kiddush, didn't daven. If she didn't daven Ma'ariv, so then maybe she's still Chayiv in Kiddush Daraisa. So could somebody who's being Chayiv in Kiddush Darabanan only, could be mostly somebody who's still Chayiv in Kiddush Daraisa. So could you be Kiveger? Not a problem, because everybody says Good Shabbos when you come home. So if you say Good Shabbos, then they're Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa also. If you say that you don't need the exact text that Chazal say when one holds a cup, so in that case it would help. Okay, there's a lot more here about that. Oh, maybe one more point I'll mention, and that is the tour. Right, this is the basis a little bit related to the idea of Kiddush in shul, which was the already based on the Gemara. Kiddush based on Knesses for those who aren't don't have the who sleep in shul. The guests that sleep in shul, and they want to be Yotzei Kiddush, and if they're going to eat in shul, Kiddush Bakam Suda, that's the big discussion, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. The tour and, other poskim, Bizman Hazeh, are not a fan of this minhag. Not a fan of this minhag, that it's, not really needed, anymore, and therefore you shouldn't do it. That's what the tour says. The tour says here in Reis Samach Tes,
The minog is in many of the tour shuls.
Right, according to Shmuel, Kiddush is needs to be makam suda, and you only do it for the guests that are eating there. And nowadays, if no guests are eating there, what are you making Kiddush for? V'kivet ha'ash aleka orchim ta'achli hasam karav adavar lios bracha levatala, says the tour here in Reis Lamachtes.
And then he says towards the end here, he quotes other gaonim that say, no, it's still okay. You still makadesh, because if there's other reason to drink the wine, it's refuah, and in the tzibur you have a different flexibility. Hilka kima deikam in a tzibur. The last luyayin tikbil lakash beknes luyayin mishem refuah adkan. For called Rav Tamuin, machkad of yosem mishmiya below teima. Tama lasbacha hech yotzen afil beteima vechulu. And then he says towards the end, v'aisher chile avatlinei. If I had my druthers, that's the lashon that is used. So I would be mavatlev chinkaser of haigo and shemin sham orchem imakash bezaknesses. So again, the post can discuss that if there's been a long standing minog in a shul to make kiddush in shul, then he shouldn't be mavatlev minog. This is the minog that's been going on for decades, based on older, minhagim. But if the one's starting a new custom, so then the post can say maybe they'll like follow the tour. And therefore, one shouldn't make kiddush in shul, based on that if there are no orchem bizman hazeh. But again, there are many shuls that still make kiddush in shul, which is fine. Says the Mishnah. Hey, viu lefanav, we're continuing to say there. Hey, viu lefanav, right, we just said Kiddush. Now what comes after Kiddush? Kadesh or Chatz Karpas. Eva lefanav yurakos, the chazeres. So we're brought vegetables. What are we brought vegetables for? What are we making a bracha on a vestibule for? The Bavli says, Kadesh Yishal Hatinokos, to create some type of behavior that we don't usually do in order for the children to ask what is going on here to keep them interested. So vegetables are brought, some type of bori priadama, vichazeres, mitabel vichazeres. So we dip in the days of old, everything was dipped. So when it means eat, it's as dipped. But it really means it's eaten. So here the Mishnah says, though, if you, chazeres is lettuce, and let's say chazeres is also going to be used for maror. So if that's all you have, then you use that for karpas too, and then you eat it again for maror later, as we'll see. Achu magil paperas apas, and you don't need anything else until you get to parperas apas. What's parperas apas? So the carbonate has 2 days here. Either that means until you get to the next maror, or it means until you get to the matzah. Right, what you eat with the pas, or the it is the bread, but this is what is eaten before it. Right, there's nothing else that's eaten. All through Magid, where you just have this karpas at the beginning of Magid. There is the Rambam says that you dip the karpas in charoses. Right, the Rashbam and other Rishonim seem to say that you don't. Yeah, maybe we'll get back to charoses in a bit, but the. The Mishnah in earlier we had exactly what are the types of vegetables that you could use for maror. Really, karpas, one could use anything that is a bar prihadama. Anything a bar prihadama, that's, as we're going to see, one of the Amoraim used to use beets. But this is all done, as you see in the Karbonada, Kadesh Yakir, Tinok, V'yishal, Shein Derech, L'Havi, Yerakos, Kodem Asuda. But we do this type of dipping beforehand so that they ask. We mentioned in the past, there's a Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, who says that the dipping is a zecher to, we dip the karpas in something salty, it's a zecher to Mechiras Yosef. The dipping that they dipped Yosef's ksonas pasim into blood, so we can't dip it into blood, because you can't eat blood, but you can dip it into something that reminds us, something salty, and that's why you dip it. To remind us, says Rabbeinu Manoach, that the, doesn't say this all, but to remind us at the beginning of the whole process of the Maslow Beginus, where it all started. Where the whole shibud started, it started with Yemechiras Yosef and the Sinas Chinam that the brothers sold Yosef into slavery. We did that at the beginning of the Seder. And that's the diuk that is made, that if you look at Rashi, the beginning of Ayeshev, on Ksonis Pasim, what is Pasim? Right, the coat of many colors. Rashi quotes Lashon Klei Milas. It's a Lashon of silk and fine materials. Shenemar, Chur Karpas Uscheles.
because the pasuk in the Megillah, where karpas is used to describe the tapestries in the palace of Achashverosh, that's where the word comes from. Again, the some say karpas is backwards, it's samach perach, 600,000 who worked hard, but the word karpas is there, Rashi quotes, in the Megillah to describe these tapestries, and that connects to Mechiras Yosef at the beginning of our Seder. A little bit on karpas. Heviu lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'charosa. So then at the end of the time to eat, the Shulchan Aruch, so we're brought matzah, and chazeres, which is the maror, and charoses, afal pish ein charoses mitzvah. Even though charoses is not a mitzvah. What does that mean? Afal pi. You bring it afal pi, shein charoses mitzvah. What's the afal pi is always implying a question. Afal pi shein charoses mitzvah. You bring it even though it's not like, everything else, right? The Bavli says that the charoses is just there to tame and to counter the sharpness and maybe even poisonous little nature of the maror, and the charoses is to be mevatel that, but you still use it. So even though it's not a mitzvah like everything else that you're bringing, you still bring it. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok Omar mitzvah. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok says no, it's a mitzvah. Charoses is a mitzvah. Why nafkamina? So there's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos says an nafkamina between Rav Elazar bar Tzadok and the Rabbanon is whether you make a bracha on charoses. Right, according to Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, it's a mitzvah, and therefore you would make a bracha on the charoses. That's what the Rambam says here in Pirush Mishnayos. I'll just find the lashon if I can. Says the Rambam. Okay, I'm not going to look for it now, but that's what the says. The problem is that the Rambam seems to paskin like Rav Elazar bar Tzadok in the Mishnah Torah, but he does not quote a bracha. But it's not quote a bracha. So that's in Hilchos Chametz in Perek Zayin Halach. Oh, I got it here. In Zayin Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Charoses mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Sounds like Rav Elazar bar Tzadok. Mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Zecher l'titcha yo'ovdim bo b'mitzrayim. Ketzad osan oso, how do you make it? Lochin tamarim ogrogoros asimukim, v'darsan osam, nosal tochad chomets, v'metabalin osam. The chulu, you put in some, make it thick, make it thin, and with vienosan, ala shulchan, b'leil pesach, and you bring it. No bracha mentioned. So, with the Rambam Choserbo, that's what someone, Nosekelim say, it must be that he was Choserbo, the Lecha Mishnah. Kan pasach Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, ukid the kaz of Rav Magid, appears a Mishnah, kaz up a hefech. V'amar sham deliver Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, zirach lamar shekel shanam, b'zod b'zvon ala chiles charoses. V'in ala chagamoso. V'nira shechazar kan, yimashe kasav. Chazar kan. And other mefarshim try to come up with other ways to explain. The Nitziv says, even when they're a bun on hold, that maybe it's a mitzvah. But what type of mitzvah it is? It's just not a mitzvah levarich, maybe the Rambam has like the Rabbanan, not Rav Elazar bar Tzadok. Mitzvah be different sofrim, than the Rambam in Mishnah Torah does not mean like Rav Elazar bar Tzadok. The Rabbanan also hold it's a mitzvah, it's a different kind of mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah levarich aleha. The umesaki to do it without a bracha. So according to the Nitziv, he paskin straight up like the Rambam. In the Oros HaPesach, Rav Warman has, again, I'm not going to read so much inside because today there's just a ton to say. He suggests like the Nitziv, even according to the Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah, but it's a different kind of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah's hava'a. Right? If you look at that language of the Rambam that I just read, I read it quickly, but the language of the Rambam is that it's a mitzvah lahavi ala shulchan. Right? That is the way that the Rambam formulates the mitzvah. Mavinoso ala shulchan. So it is a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah hava. And a mitzvah hava, one is not going to make a bracha on. That's enough for zecher letit. It's a mitzvah hava to have as a prop. There's no bracha because it's a midina mela. It's just to have it on the table. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Ube mikdash mevina lefanav gush al pesach bizmana mikdash. One brings the Karban Pesach to the table also at this time. Chavrei b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorech l'tavel b'chazeres, Rabbi Yochanan says that even if you ate the same vegetable for karpas, you have to eat it again later on for maror. Tzorech l'tavel b'chazeres, shnei pa'amim. Why? Because this day holds mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana. And therefore, if you don't have kavana, you're not yotzei. So if the first time you ate the vegetable for Karpas, so you have to eat it again for Mara. Reb Zeor, Reb Shem, Reb Yochanan, Eina Tzorach L'Tavla Chazer Shnei Pamim. According to the second version of Reb Yochanan, no, you don't have to, you don't have to eat it again, no, but, because you are, already, you already, Yotze. But if you, says, well, we'll get to the third day. Reb Shem, and Laka Shalmar, and Mo Tavel Pam Yishona, Tzorach L'Tavel Pam, Shnia. Reish Lakish holds that even if you weren't Tovel, if you didn't, eat it the first time, then you have to eat it the second time. But if you did eat it the first time, says Reish Lakish, you do not have to be Tovel it. You don't have to eat it the second time. That's Reish Lakish Shita. So really, Rabbi Yochanan, the first day Rabbi Yochanan holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and you always have to eat it the second time. The second that Rabbi Zeora, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to, eat it a second time, but could dip anything to have a second dip. That's the second day of Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish says, no, when you did it the first time, you don't have to do anything the second time. Matiza Pliga Reish Shimon Lakish. Reish Shimon Lakish seems to be against the following, the our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah say in the coming up Mishnah? Shebechol Ha'ilos Anamatilam Pa'amachas Ha'ilos Eshtei Pa'amim. Right? Where's the two dippings of the Manishtana? According to the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to eat Marur again. You have to dip something again. So Rav Shimon Lakish al hadad de bar kapara. He must hold like bar kapara, who argues. Masisa pliga de bar kapara atana. Right, he must argue on our Mishnah because he has a different line in the Manishtana. Shavchala ilos ana matvilim oso impas. Bakana ana matvilim oso bifnei atzmo. Usually we do all of our dippings during the meal, and here we have a dipping before the meal. So that's a different type of questions. That's what Reish Lakish would hold like bar kapara, so that sometimes you don't have a double dipping. You don't have a double dipping in the Seder if you already had the Mara the first time. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. But the following Brisa seems to be against the Rabbi Yochanan, who said earlier, the first day of Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa says, Yotzer b'matzah bein shekivein bein shalokivein. Even without kavana. Sounds like mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. Right? There are many, there are big steers in the Rambam by all the different types of mitzvahs, whether mitzvah srichas kavana or ein srichas kavana. Shofar and Megillah and Matzah, we're not going to get into all the Rambams, but to know that this is a big machlokas tanoim, and how you figure out the sheet of the Rambam. But here the Brisa says that you yotzi matzah even without kavana. Say Akad Rabbi Yochanan in the first version of Rabbi Yochanan say mitzvahs srichas kavana, v'hacha mikivan shehesiv chazaka kivain. No, the point is, by matzah, right, in this Brisa, it says you ate matzah. So if you ate matzah, so then we're assuming when you were masiv, that itself is kavana. That itself is kavana. If you didn't, what we're talking about beforehand, we're talking about maror. Maror, there's no aseba, you didn't focus on eating it. So who knows, maybe you didn't have kavana. We're assuming here that you did have kavana. When it says bein shelo kivein in the brisa, but because mistama, you weren't kivein by doing haseba and focusing on what you are eating. The following is against Reish Lakish. The Mishnah says, "Have you lefan matzah v'chazeres v'charoses afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah?" Even though the charoses is a mitzvah, so the Gemara says chazeres mitzvah, but it says the charoses is not a mitzvah. Mashma that the chazeres, the marar, is a mitzvah, but it's mashma that even if you ate it earlier, it's going to be a mitzvah now. Right, because it's only saying the charoses is not a mitzvah now, but the mar is a mitzvah now, even though you ate mar earlier, but according to Reish Lakish, you don't have to eat it again. Answer, no. You didn't eat it before for the same vegetable. Amar lei, shekein rav metavel betardin. Right, rav used to use beets for charoses. Meaning, when the Mishnah says, here, that, you have to do it again, that's only when you used a different vegetable. According to Reish Lakish, if you'd used the same vegetable, then you wouldn't have to do it, again. Tagri Yerushalayim Ayu Omrim Bo Vitzlu Lachem Tivle Mitzvah. So they used to say, when the merchants in Yerushalayim used to sell things, they used to say, "Come, get spices for your mitzvah," meaning calling the charoses a mitzvah. Get spices to add it. V'nei Baisei De'isi B'Shem Isi V'Lama Nikra Shma Rova. In their place, they used to call charoses Rova. Right, that was the name of it. A fighter. What was it? Why was it called Rova? She Ravimo, because it fought with something else, right? What did it fight with? So the carbonate that's Tudeus here, whether it fights with the marar, meaning it's mevatel the taste of the marar, or there was a machlokas about charoses, whether charoses is a mitzvah or not. That's pi rava imo. Rav Shua ben Levi amar tzricha shetehei ava. So how should one make charoses? So machlokes. Shua ben Levi says, so actually ava has to be thick. Milsei amri zecher latit, because the zecher to the tit, to the cement, so it has to be thick, to remind us of that. This tani tani tzricha shetehei racha. Maybe it should be thin. Milsei de amri zecher ladam. Not everybody does that, right? It should be thick zecher to the tit. It should be thin zecher to the dam, and that's why it is also red. So some make it thick, and then they dilute it, and they make it thin. Different days exactly how the charoses should look. If you look in Tafayin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes charoses, quotes the. Towards the Ramah quotes, Losana Charoses mi Peiro. We'll start with the beginning of the Rav. Charoses Yase Av Zecher Latit V'Achar Kach Nosin Bo Maat Chometz O Yain Adom Zecher Ladam. Quoting from the Torah, the Ramah quotes from the Torah that starts off as thick and then goes to thin, right? And then you add a little bit of red wine or something afterwards. I don't think most people just make the Charoses and they have the Charoses made from beforehand. But here he talks about thinning it to try to be yotze both of these. Vosan charochas mi peiros, v'chulu, and he continues. V'tani, continues the b'raisa, u'bigvulin, tzricha shtei tafshilin. And bizman hazeh, well, we don't have a beis hamikdash, we don't have a karban pesach, tzricha shtei tafshilin. Echa zecha lepesach, v'echa zecha lechagiga. You need two cooked items, one zecha lepesach, and one zecha lechagiga, as we know, on the Seder plate. In our version, some versions of the Bavli, so then this is in the Mishnah. It's not just a quote of the b'raisa, they said it on, but it's quoted in the Mishnah itself. Period. Mazgalo kosheni v'kana ben shoel. So we could spend again many hours on this, but we'll do what we can. So the second cup is poured and diluted. V'kan haben shoel. So pashup shad is that this is a lead into the manishtana. V'kan haben shoel. All of these questions. If you remember the diuk of the Rambam says v'kan haben shoel va'omer hakore manishtana halayla zeh v'chulu v'chulu. According to the Rambam, manishtana is part of the answer. Manishtana is a statement. Manishtana, like Mar Rabu Masech Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan has that comparison, right? So that's part of the answer. But V'kana ben Shoel, he asks about anything. He asks, why are you doing two dippings and what's going on here? Why are all the special kalim on the table? V'kana ben Shoel. And then V'omer HaKore. So that's the diak of the Rambam. But the Pashup Shad, again, this is an introduction to the Mishnah. Emein das v'ben l'shol aviv v'lamdo. If the son can't ask himself, that the father teaches him, Manishtana alayla zemi kol alelos, why is this night different? Shibachal alelos. Anu Matbilan, again, it's a different order here and different questions here, all different girsos in the Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi, in the Mishnah, in the Bavli, in the Rishonim, and according to our Minhag, there's all different versions of what the questions are. The first question here is about the dippings, one time and two times. Kula matzah. Right, it's all matzah. Shemchal ha'yotzan ochlim basar tzli shalukum uvushal. All of the nights of the year, we eat meat cooked in many different ways. Roasted and cooked and half cooked and fully cooked. V'alayla zeh, kulo tzli. Tonight we're only eating roasted. The Karbonada points out, this is according to the Manda Amar, that says even the chagiga that eats eaten with the Karban Pesach also has to be roasted. That's why it says kulo tzli, even the chagiga is tzli tonight. Ulafidaito, so we didn't get through all the questions that we have, but there are a few mentioned. Ulafidaito shoben avim alamdo, based on the da'as of the son, the father teaches. Masla begnusim zayim b'shvach. As you know, each of these is major, right? In order to appreciate the geula, you have to start off talking about the gnus. So you start off talking about the gnus. Umisayim b'shvach, v'dorish me'arami ovid aviachu gomer kala parsha. And one darshins the whole parsha of Mikra Bikurim with the drushes. And the Rambam says on that, kolamar ba'areza mishubach, on the drushes, on the darshni, mikra bikurim, that's the Rambam, says areza mishubach. Rav Gamliel says whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach, one is not yotzei, they're chiyav. Machlokas rishonim, which chiyav? The chiyav of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's the pashup shot, right? That's what the Rambam says. Or is it the chiyav of these three? You're lacking something in Pesach, Matzah, and Maror by not verbalizing and talking about them. Pesach, Matzah, Umarorim. So that's the question in the Rishonim. Pesach, Hashem, Shepesach, Amakom, Apatei, Bnei, Avosinim, and Mitzrayim. Pesach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our forefathers' houses. Matzah al Shem Shenigul Yisrael Oseinu Mitzrayim. Matzah the Geula. Meror al Shem Shemiru Amitzrayim Eschayev Oseinu B'Mitzrayim. Marar that they made our lives bitter. Many Haggadahs ask, shouldn't be the opposite order. Marar should be first. If it's Matzah B'Gnus, B'Zayim B'Shvach, it should be Marar Pesach Matzah, or at least Marar Matzah Pesach. So some say, no, we only realized that Ma'ara was part of the process. And now, then we realized, you know, the whole, Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. And that's why once we have the Matzah and the Pesach, then we realize that the Ma'ara was part of it. And that's why we put Ma'ara at the end. B'chol Dar Vadar. But again, I said this a number of times already, right? That we'll have other Shiurim related to these topics, but, I feel bad. I feel bad that this year is only what it normally is. Every generation, we have to feel as if we went out. We have to feel it more so even than any other experience on the Jewish calendar. But for sure, on Leil HaSeder, that is the mitzvah. The Brisker Rav says that's the hardest mitzvah of the year, to try to feel as if we went out of Mitzrayim when we actually didn't. All the Lashonos of praise. Hashem took us Me'atos L'Cheirus, and we say in front of him, Hallelujah. Tosfos has a girsa, V'nomar, or v'ne'emar, right? Shira chadasha, different versions of that. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll start with the Dalet Badim in the Gemara, Be'ed Hashem, next time. Yeah.